Russian Roulette by Jerry Huxham, with David Troughton as Fyodor Dostoevsky.
Gregory!
What are you doing down there on your knees?
Hiding. Where have you been? I've been trying to get hold of you for weeks.
I've been away, on business.
Have they gone? Bloody creditors, that's who, whoever was at the door. Oh, God, my back.
I didn't see anybody.
Michael was hardly cold before they started knocking. Seems like they've been knocking ever since.
They must have given up then.
That's what I should do. I can't take any more. Months of work, and what for? That's what I want to know. Why didn't you try to talk me out of it? You're supposed to be my friend.
I tried.
Well, you should have tried harder.
That's not fair.
Life's not fair, is it? I've got toothache. I'm working 19 hours a day, supporting my brother's widow, editing his magazine single-handed, dealing with the authors, trying to arrange the printing and the supplies of paper, paying contributors, amending the articles, making the tea, and supposedly writing one novel and thinking about another at the same time. Plus, I've spent all of Auntie's inheritance and still owe money hand over fist.
I told you all that. I said you'd be pouring money into a bottomless pit.
All on 5 hours sleep a night. Oh, God, what am I going to do?
You look terrible.
And then to rub salt in my wounds, the censors won't even let me use my own name over that Polish article. So even though I'm slaving myself to death, nobody knows it's me anyway. So what is the point?
On top of which, you've now got the Liberals suggesting you're a government spy.
What?
Oh, it's true. Listen to this. From the Eclipse, I said, Dostoevsky is a scribbler with whom the police should deal.
They said that, those Liberals.
They did.
Oh, I would gladly go back to prison if only to pay off my debts.
Oh, that'll solve everything. Yes, you make yourself a martyr. Have you ever thought of tidying up this place?
I just have. At least in prison I could feel myself free. I wouldn't have to feel guilty anymore.
Your brother is dead. Let his magazine die with
him. 80 drums of printer's ink they charged me for. I only used 8. I tell you, I just can't take any more.
You're going to have to let the magazine go. End this nightmare now.
I agree. From now on, I stick to writing novels. Do you know, the Messenger is interested in serialising crime and punishment, and I think I might know a publisher or two.
They'll come at you like wolves. You wait.
Who? The creditors or the publishers?
Which do you think? Publishers are like wolves anyway.
Raskolnikov, deep in debt like me. Has he the right to kill? Have I the right to gamble? I haven't gambled for months. Am I cured? And where is the beautiful Apollinaria now? I haven't seen her for over a year. Oh, God, I've only got to think of her and I...
Would you have left without saying goodbye?
We've already said our goodbyes. I've been telling you for weeks now I want to go to Paris.
Of course you do, and I want to go with you.
But I'm going now.
Now is not possible, Apollinaria Suslova. I have to fight. You know why I have to stay. I thought we were going together to Paris, to Rome. Oh...
What's the matter with your mouth?
Toothache. Ow!
I told you, I'm not going to wait here through all these silly delays.
You call the banning of time a silly delay?
Say what you like, I'm going.
Write a perfectly reasonable article on the Polish situation and the censors immediately ban us. That magazine is my life.
Would you still hurl yourself off the cliff for me?
Say the word!
You're the famous writer. Just returned from prison in Siberia.
My only crime, attending a
back
meeting.
Back from exile to thunderous acclaim.
I thought they were booing.
And I'm only a student. Yet you want to grovel at my feet. Positively want to. As if you get pleasure from it.
When I am alone, I have only to imagine the rustle of your dress and I am ready to gnaw my hand off.
A hand that is 20 years older than mine.
Don't say that.
Why not?
Because it's true.
You think I care about that?
Then why raise it?
To show you how much I don't care. How long are you talking about?
3 months.
Ridiculous.
2?
I'm not going to rot in St. Petersburg for 2 months when I could be in Paris.
Please.
Would you fall on your knees and beg me even now? Right here, in this station, in front of everybody?
Yes, I told you, I am your slave. I kneel to you on platform 2.
Then I forbid you to accompany me, slave!
But not to follow!
Oi, you Fyodor, I know you're in there, bloody right.
I'm supposed to write through all this, am I?
Talk about abuse, man trying to earn an honest living. Oh, you Dostoevsky!
I've got a novel to write. I've got my brother's widow and kids to support. I've got debts higher than this house. Oh, I give up. Let someone else write the book, Crime and Punishment by Ivan Smith.
What's going on? I say, when an honest man can't pay an honest price for an honest bill, an honest time...
Well, maybe I should write one called The Idiot. Well, I'm the only idiot round here for thinking I can work on all this. I give up. Right.
I'll get you. Don't worry.
Bastard.
No. I'll get up in the middle of the night. That's what I'll do, and I'll start writing another novel if I know me. Why bother to sleep? I mean, who can sleep in this place anyway? Yeah, right. So what's the time? It's 11:40. Right, so it must be Crime and Punishment. Murder and Robbery, right? Here we go. Dash me, but you wouldn't think it's so hard to get back to where you just left off. If I was writing Tristram Shandy, I'd be all right, but I'm not. I'm writing Raskolnikov and whether he's got the right to kill. Right. Oh, wish I hadn't eaten that red cabbage. Oh, no!
Gentlemen, cease this unseemly babble.
You're a book publisher, Mr. Solovsky. You've got money, so what's your interest in this, eh?
Yours. All of you are owed money by Mr. Dostoevsky. Right. All of you can present me with a fully documented, honest bill, which I, as his publisher, will pay. Now, I'm willing to buy up your promissory notes, your IOUs, your years-old bills, right now, in return for confidentiality. None of you will breathe a word of this. Understand? This meeting has not taken place.
What's your game?
What do you care? As long as you get your money. But one more condition. I must insist that the holders of promissory notes demand immediate payment from Mr. Dostoevsky.
Stilovsky.
That's me. Stilovsky, the go-ahead publisher. Good to see you, Fyodor. What can I do for you?
You're my only hope. I need 3,000 rubles right away, or I'm done for.
Of course. But what can you offer me in return? What sort of deal can we do?
You're joking!
It pays the bills.
That lot of bills, yes. But that's only the tip of the iceberg. You owe a fortune over the magazine alone.
What have you done?
I've made a deal with Stilovsky, Sonia. He's advanced me 3,000 rubles.
For which he gets. Tell her.
The right to publish a collected edition of my works in 3 volumes.
Well, isn't that good?
Plus...
I have to give him a short novel, 160 pages, by 6 o'clock on the 1st of November next year.
And if you don't...
If I don't deliver on time, I lose the copyright in anything I write in the future.
What do you mean?
Stilovsky gets the right to reprint all his works, past or future, at any time, without further payment. That's what he means. He signed away his bloody life, that's what he means, for 3,000 rubles. If he doesn't deliver that 160-page novel on time, everything he does from now until he dies won't belong to him. That's what he means, and all for 3,000 rubles.
Is this true?
It's a piece of cake, Sonia. Don't worry. No trouble.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
You must have been mad to agree to a deal like that. What came over you?
I didn't have any choice. All the promissory note holders demanded immediate payment all at the same time. Strangest thing. Oh, believe me, it'll be okay, Greg. I know what I'm doing.
It'll be the first time ever then, because when it comes to the real world, you've usually got no bloody idea. What's the matter with you, damn you? Can't you keep still?
I've got a train to catch.
Where are you going? You're not. Not again. I thought you'd given that up.
Oh, no, Fyodor.
What? The chance to solve all our problems? You forget I have my unbeatable system.
Oh, do you still believe that? After all you've been through, after all you've lost?
If I was throwing it away on wine and women, I could understand your objection. But I'm not. I'm tilting at fate, challenging destiny, winning money to write my books properly.
Your destiny is to lose everything.
Yeah, I've paid out 2,800 of the 3,000 on my debts. That leaves me with 175 silver rubles to go abroad with.
Dear God.
That's hardly everything.
Whatever it is, you'll lose it.
Oh, ye of little faith.
Faith has nothing to do with it.
On the contrary, faith has everything to do with it. To lose requires no faith at all. To win, one must have faith in oneself and in one's system. Believe me, Gregory, one turn of the wheel and all is changed.
13.
No, it can't be. Surely not again. 3 times running. Enough to make one superstitious. Now I'm down to my last 5 rubles and the 10 in my sock. And if that's no good, it's a begging letter to a famous author, like Turgenev. My dear Turgenev. No. My revered Turgenev. I have been 5 days in Wiesbaden, and already I have lost everything. The whole lot, even my watch. And I owe my hotel bill. And there's nothing left in the sock either, except a hole. Oh, how dreadful the world is. How terrible when such a mediocre writer, who does not even need the money, and already has 2,000 serfs, gets paid 400 rubles a page, whereas I, who am in crying want, receive only 100. But if you could see your way...
Satisfied?
You are, no doubt.
You think I take pleasure in seeing you ruin your life? What kind of a friend do you think I am?
Everybody likes to be right, to say I told you so. And anyway, a large part of friendship consists of taking pleasure at your friend's humiliation.
Rubbish. I don't like to see you lose, full stop.
I didn't go to enjoy myself, you know.
You could have fooled me. Why? That's what I want to know. Why?
Because sometimes, shut up in this room, day after day, trying to write, I feel I'm going to explode and I just have to get away.
Run away? Yes, I understand. Why gamble, though, when you know you can't win?
Don't you understand? One turn of the wheel and all is changed. Destiny in the palm of your hand. Shot through with a bolt of lightning, that's why.
That sounds like enjoyment to me.
I went to win some money. To get us out of the mess we're in. To write my books free from hurry, because at the moment they're spoiled. I'm always under the lash, writing against the clock.
Well, you're certainly doing that at the moment. And yet you still find time to rush off and lose all your money. And what about your deal with Stilovsky, hmm? The deal that gave you the money you've just thrown away? Have you forgotten about that?
Of course I haven't.
Yeah, so what are you writing about?
Roulette.
So now your excuse is research.
My new book will be about gambling. The fortunes of a Russian family headed by a retired bumbling general are to be decided in a German casino town. The narrator is a young man, Alexis, who has never played before but ends up a compulsive gambler. Or something like that.
Tell me, this young man, Alexis, despite the fact that he's never played before, is he convinced that he'll win and that playing roulette is the way that he'll express his own genius? He can't lose?
Exactly. He ends up a compulsive gambler, doomed to hang around casinos forever.
You mean he's just like you. It's autobiographical.
Thank you for that expression of faith, Gregory.
Well, that's the way you always set off, and you always come back broke with your tail between your legs.
Not true.
No, you won once, I recall, when you were chasing that young girl to Paris. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Apollinaria was a woman.
She was 18 and you were 42. The train stopped at Baden-Baden. You played roulette for the first time, won a huge amount, sent some home to your wife like a dutiful husband, and then went to Paris to catch up with Apollinaria. That's so, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, I couldn't help myself. I was Apollinaria's slave, under her spell.
And under that spell, you both played roulette, lost everything in a couple of days, and then had the nerve to write to your wife asking for your winnings back. And it's been like that ever since. Well, all I can say is, with all that real-life background, your book's bound to be a winner.
Do you think so?
Go ahead.
I already have.
So, how much have you actually written? You haven't started, have you?
Yes, I have. Up here, in my head.
No good. Down here, on paper. That's where you need to be. You're supposed to be a writer, for God's sake, not a gambler. If you don't watch it, that deadline is going to creep up on you.
Don't worry, there's plenty of time.
It's because I know you that I do worry. Oh, listen to me, Fyodor. Unless you fulfill that obligation, you'll be unable to earn money by your writings, which will mean that despite your talent, your genius, you can never have enough money to pay off the other debts. They will follow you till the day you die. Understand?
Consider me chastened. From now on, Gregory, my nose will positively be tied to the grindstone. Monday, 9:30. Today, I start my plan to save everything. I propose to write 2 novels at once, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Now, Crime and Punishment, Robbery and Murder, The Axe and the Old Woman. Do they deserve to meet? She's a moneylender, never pays her own bills, bullies her niece, no one likes her. Dead loss all round, world better off without her. But does she deserve to die?
Oh. You bastard! Oh. Above law, beyond human convention. I was going to do that. Oh, come on, let us in.
Who is it?
It's your mate, Du Barry, fellow writer. God. Huh? Model for your English law.
Go away.
Not bloody likely. Come on, let us in before I kick the door down. Ah, that's better.
Fyodor, old son, how are you?
Busy.
Ooh, then I'll help myself. To your glasses and your drink, if you've got any.
Of course I haven't.
Good job I brought my own, then. This one's cracked. So is this one.
What do you want? I'm busy right now.
You bastard. You can't have a criminal who's above the law. It'll get you into trouble. You mark my words.
Fiction may challenge everything.
Oh, never mind all that shit. I was going to do that. You copied me.
What are you talking about?
Well, don't you remember? That night in the pub?
No, not at all.
Oh, you're a crafty beggar. Oh, perhaps it was some other Dostoevsky. Some uncracked glasses. Come on.
What are you doing?
Pouring us a drink. To celebrate that we're both thinking about the same thing. Well, of course I'll let you do it now, but you've got to admit it's a coincidence.
No.
No, I insist. It's yours. Of course, if you want to put a dedication in the front, I won't object.
No, the drink.
What? You won't drink with me?
I'm trying to work. I've got a deadline.
What on? C&P? Oh, relax. You're well in there. Talk to me about it if you're stuck. Here. Punish that.
No, not C&P. Something else.
You bastard. Don't tell me you're working on two novels at once.
A novel and a novella. One in the morning, one in the afternoon.
Oh, it's even worse. Now, have a drink. Or I won't leave.
One drink, and then you'll go.
Then I'll go. Skål.
I give up.
I'll get it.
Where's the girl who's supposed to answer the door while Sonia's out? Or is it that I'm supposed just to be interrupted and not do any writing at all?
You'll drink with me.
I'll drink with anybody, sir.
What's it about this, sir? This novella?
Gambling.
Oh. Well, they say, write about what you know. You're a bloody expert on that. Does he win or does he lose?
You can't win.
On the contrary, with my system.
Excuse me, sir, but you'd say something about a drink.
Yeah, here you are. Get that down, you.
Oh, God. People may not always need people, but they'll always need plumbers.
That's true.
That's what my old dad used to say. And it's true.
Yes. I hated my dad. Here. Make your Raskolnikov kill his father. That's the digger. That's a book.
Oi. You listening?
Yes. That's another book entirely to do it justice. Patricide.
Oh, don't tell me I've given you the idea for yet another novel. I can't stand it.
I worship mine, sir.
Your what?
My father, God bless
you. There, don't upset yourself.
I'm sorry, sir, but I never treated him right, not while he was alive.
Now look what you've done.
Me? I just pop round to see a friend, that's all.
Did you treat your father right, sir?
Don't upset yourself.
What did you, sir?
Yes, I think so. I hope so.
Oh, I'm glad it was.
But I think the greatest pleasure would be if he were alive now to see the mess my life is in. That's the truth of it.
Look, I've got to sit down. Have you ever thought of tidying this?
Look, you're sitting on my work.
All right, I just didn't notice, that's all. Anyway, you shouldn't leave it on a chair.
I was working, remember, on my own. One drink, that's what you said.
He's getting all hoity-toity now. Don't start getting hoity-toity with me. I knew you when you started, when you didn't have two kopecks.
I still haven't.
What? Well, it ain't my fault. So don't take it out on me.
I can't stand that. What, when someone gets on in life and they disown their friends?
Oh, their father, that's even worse.
Out! All of you!
What's wrong with you, then?
I want you to go, that's what's wrong.
Know what I think, sir?
What?
You can't buck nature.
No. What's that mean?
You're a nice man, sir. Anyone can see that. Too nice.
Just leave me alone. I've got work to do. I've got a deadline to meet.
Lucky old you.
Out. Out at
once. Oh, I don't know why I bother to be friends with you.
And I've been paid.
Yeah, well, that's because you've got the wrong address. Now, out. Right. Here, Theodore, hold the baby a minute while I throw this sot out. Now!
Don't cry, little one. Don't cry.
I'm sorry, Theodore, but this little fellow is Ivan from downstairs. His mother's a witness at court, so I agreed to look after him. Sorry, I know you're trying to work.
I can't be helped.
There's some beetroot and pickled herring, if you fancy it. Or some cold sweet.
Oh, no, I'll give it a miss. Where's all the time gone? Grandmama can save them all by dying, and Polina's father, the general, can marry Blanche. His luscious beauty. 12 weeks to deadline, and I haven't written a word. But it's all there, or will be. The real work is with C and P. Oh, God. Oh, no, get off. Get off! Ow! He nipped me in the ankle! Monday, AM. If it's Monday, it must be crime and punishment. But what about Stalovsky? I spend more time worrying than writing. Money is what I need. Money. Right now. Now! The axe. The old woman. And now the detective Porphyry. Oh, God, what now?
Yes! Can I speak with Porphyry of, please?
Who? Porphyry? The detective? You're joking!
No, not Porphyry. Valery Porphyry of the debating society.
Oh, Valery, the young student. I didn't know his name was Porphyry. I didn't know he was still living here, really. But next floor up.
He's due to propose tonight's motion. The theory of nihilism, there's nothing in it.
Gregory, what are you doing here?
Well, that's a fine way to greet a friend who's just climbed 6 flights of stairs to give you this.
What is it?
Well, to me, it looks like a letter. The concierge said it was urgent. I won't come in if you're busy.
Oh, no. Come in. Oh. Oh, no. No, I can't believe it.
What's the matter?
The final blow to my plan to write 2 novels at the same time. The messenger is concerned about the nihilism in Crime and Punishment.
Oh, I know a joke about that. When an eminent professor was asked about the theory of nihilism...
He said there was nothing in it.
You've heard it?
Yes, just now. Well, for their information, there hardly is any in my book. It's not my area. And now they want me to rewrite... Immoral? Of course it's immoral. That's the point. Immortal is the word they want. The novel will be read 100 years from now, but they want it rewritten.
What a difference a tea makes.
Oh, is that all you can say? Making a joke. Well, you might as well. I'm dead now. That's it. Well,
let's have a look.
I'm done for. I'll never make the deadline now.
You'll have to go and see Stalovsky, that's all. Just ask him to change his mind. Well, after all, you're not saying you don't want to do it. You're just saying that you want a bit more time, that's all. Go on. You've got nothing to lose.
Mr. Dostoevsky.
Thank you. Ah, Fyodor. How nice to see you. How's the deadline? Our little deal. Huh? Obviously okay if you've got time to visit me. Cancer, you drive a hard bargain.
So do you.
Well, I'm supposed to. After all, I'm a go-ahead businessman. Whereas you, you're an artist. I understand you haven't even written half of your Crime and Punishment for the Messenger yet.
No, not yet. They considered some parts morally dangerous, so they had to be rewritten.
Yeah, Gatter, I like your style.
Do you think you could give me a little more time?
A little? Of course.
You will?
30 minutes. Will that do?
a bit more than that.
More than 30 minutes. 1 hour, then. No, 24 hours. 2 days, a week, a month. I'll tell you what I'll give you, Fyodor Mikhailovich Dostoevsky. Bugger all, if you don't deliver on time, I shall eat you all up. Now, I don't like to hurry you, but shouldn't you be working?
Fyodor.
Oh, thank you. I was asleep, wasn't I?
Yes.
My lovelorn general from the Gambler popped up in Crime and Punishment. Oh, God, I'm so tired. I don't think I can do it.
You do look knackered.
I am. Only a miracle can save me now.
Is it that bad?
Worse.
How long have you got till your deadline, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, I don't mind you asking. 5 weeks. Mm. One more than four, two more than three, three more than two, four more than one, or to put it another way, five less than ten.
And how much have you written?
Not enough, not enough.
Well, how much is not enough? How many pages? You've written nothing.
Well, of course I've started. I've got masses of notes, plenty of material. Just needs to be organised better.
Like always.
Because like always, I'm broke. Work from want and for money has crushed and devoured me. Owing to my poverty, I am obliged to hurry to write for cash and consequently to spoil my work. Oh, if I had money, then I should be free.
So in 5 weeks you intend to do 160 pages?
Or cut my throat.
Is that supposed to be a joke?
No, losing everything, that's the joke. Without a word being written, well, that's not true exactly, but without a shot being fired, I might as well just kill myself with a loaded gun. Russian roulette. We Russians are good at that. But I probably miss.
I am just having this great idea, this brainwave.
Well, get on with it.
We go to the new Pitmansky College in St. Petersburg.
The what?
The new Pitmansky College. The first in all Russia has just started here in St. Petersburg. Haven't you heard of it?
No.
No, you writers don't know anything, do you, to do with real life?
So how will this help me?
They've got a school of shorthand, which means they can take down what you say in symbols as fast as you can say it. They use symbols for words.
Say that again.
You could dictate it to somebody. Now, I know a professor who's working there. We'll take their star pupil. Let's find out. I'll get in touch with them right away.
You're saying I dictate my novel aloud to a complete stranger?
Not stranger. Stenographer. What you need is a complete stenographer. It's your only chance.
Explain it to me again.
Whoever has happened to travel from Volkhov County in the Zhistra region will no doubt...
Turgenev. I hate Turgenev. Why should he get paid more than me? He doesn't need the money.
Shut up and listen.
How can I when all I hear is the tinkling of cash registers?
We'll try the next room, then.
Annual income, £20. Annual expenditure, £19.
That's better. I love Dickens.
How about Shakespeare? Happiness.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether
the magnificence of their uncertainty. In Russia, we would know. Our rulers are autocrats. Off with his head and then a good dinner. That's their style. And if they're feeling merciful, 200 lashes.
She dictates it and they write it down as fast as she speaks. That's it. They call it shorthand.
I call it a miracle. Miracle. Mystery and authority. And a grand inquisitor to examine them. What themes for a novel? Oh, but I just haven't room in my head right now.
Come on, time to meet the star pupil.
Anna Grigorievna Snitkina. May I introduce Fyodor Dostoevsky, great Russia's greatest novelist.
How do you do? How are you?
Very well, sir.
How old are you, Miss Snitkina? Not that I care how old you are. Well, I care, obviously, but it really doesn't matter. It's just, well, you know.
18, sir, and our star pupil by far. Anna is a natural, with good definition in her handwriting and a speed of 120 words a minute in shorthand. And she also has stamina.
I have just over 4 weeks to finish a 160-page novel or novella, which, although I've had many thoughts and made many notes, I've not yet written. Will you help me?
Yes, sir.
I would like to dictate to you every day from 12 until 4, at my home. What do you say?
Why don't you just go ahead, sir?
Oh, all right. Here we go, then. The Gambler by Fyodor Dostoevsky. God.
What's the matter, sir?
I can't believe this is happening.
What, sir?
I've dried up. Dried up completely. I can't think what to say.
Well, why don't you have a drink of water, sir, and then we'll start again.
Yeah, sorry. Now, Crime and Pun...
Oh, no, sorry, wrong book.
I am back at last after my absence of 2 weeks.
That all right?
Our party has been in Roulettenberg since the day before yesterday.
Yes, sir. Excuse me, sir. Do you want me to put that in?
What?
That all right?
Oh, no. That was a question to you.
Oh, then it's all right, sir, yes.
Oh, well, read it out then, just to make sure.
I am back at last after my absence of 2 weeks. Our party has been in Roulettenberg since the day before yesterday.
Well, it works. By Jove, it works.
With respect, sir, it would probably work even better if I knew a little of what it was about.
Oh, yes. Well, it's all about the game of roulette and gambling as a form of art. The narrator, Alexis Ivanovich, who believes that roulette will solve all his problems, is the young tutor of the general's children. The general, an incompetent buffoon but nevertheless possessed of a certain dignity, is hopelessly in love with Mademoiselle Blanche, a beautiful and voluptuous young woman who wouldn't look at the general twice if she didn't know that he will inherit a fortune when Grandmama dies. The young man Alexis, in turn, is hopelessly in love with the general's stepdaughter, Paulina, an imperious young lady, and will do her every bidding. Hovering in the wings are an oily French count and an extremely shy but extremely wealthy Englishman named Astley. And the big question hanging over everything is when will Grandmama die and leave her fortune to the general? But Grandmama not only refuses to lay down and die, she turns up out of the blue, bursts into the general's suite.
Instead of a telegram. What? Didn't you expect me?
Antonina Vasilievna, Auntie. But how on earth?
What do you mean, how? I got into the train and came. What? Did you all think I turned up my toes and left you a fortune? Isn't this that Frenchman, Monsieur de Grier?
Oui, madame. Je suis enchanté. Une surprise charmante.
Charmante, no doubt. I know you, you mountebank, and I don't trust you one inch.
Pardon?
Oh, who's this? Introduced us, Alexis. I know you're only a tutor, but you're also a gentleman.
This is Mademoiselle Blanche de Comminges.
Is she married? She looks like an overripe peach.
Mademoiselle de Comminges is a single lady.
No better than she should be, no doubt. Bonjour.
Bonjour, madame.
I'm staying downstairs, General, so I shall be your neighbour. Are you pleased or sorry?
Oh, Auntie, believe me, my sincere feelings, my pleasure. We were so alarmed and shocked by the news of your indisposition.
Yes.
We've had such despairing telegrams, and now, all at once...
Oh, well, that's enough empty chatter. You've been talking nonsense as usual. However, I don't nurse grudges. My German doctor said if I go abroad to a spa and take the waters, my constipation will go completely. Well, well, look at the suite you've taken. Where did you get the money, my dear? After all, everything you've got is mortgaged. What you must owe this oily little Frenchman alone. I know all about everything, you see.
My expenditure doesn't exceed my means.
That must be because you've already robbed your children of the last kopeck you held in trust for them. And why this smarmy frog is hanging around. Have you sold Paulina to him yet?
Mama.
I suppose you are never away from the roulette tables. Have you thrown everything away?
Roulette? I? A man of my standing? I? Think what you're saying, Auntie. You must be unwell. And the children here...
Oh, that's enough. Oh, there's no need for them to kiss me. I don't like kissing children. All children have runny noses. Oh, and how do you do, sir?
It is a great pleasure to see you, and I'm glad to see you well.
Oh, how nicely the English always answer when you speak to them. I've always liked Englishmen for some reason. There's no comparison with those nasty little Frenchies.
She's in her second childhood.
How was your journey, Grandmama?
First sensible question I've heard. I might get fond of you, Paulina. You're a fine girl, the best of the bunch, and a will of your own as well. You're very pretty. Oh, I should fall in love with you if I were a young man. And as for you, General, I shan't give you any money. Well, Alexis Ivanovich, where is this roulette?
Zero!
Oh, why did he take it?
Zero means the bank wins, but if you bet on it, you get paid 35 times as much.
Why doesn't anyone bet on it, then?
36 chances against.
Oh, rubbish. Here, put this freezer door on zero at once.
But zero's just turned up. Wait a little while.
Oh, rubbish. Put it down. Nothing venture, nothing gain. People are afraid of wolves. They shouldn't go into the forest.
17!
Well, has it lost?
Yes.
Faith
for you.
Faith for you.
No.
And again, it's not your money.
Zero.
Oh, you see, I told you so. Well, how much do I get now?
Well,
why do they give it to me?
Here we are, look, 53 d'or and 20 loose gold pieces.
Zero, take as much as you can.
What is it? What are you doing, Grandma? It sometimes doesn't come up once in 200 times. I warn you, you'll lose your whole fortune.
Oh, rubbish, put it on.
Yeah,
I know what I'm doing. So do you. I see the gleam in your eyes.
Zero.
Well, and how much?
4,000 florins and 20 florins d'or. 20 in gold and 4,000 in banknotes.
Oh, Alexis Ivanovich, he did say only 4,000 can be staked at once, didn't he? Here you are. Take this and put all 4,000 on red. All.
Whoosh! That means you win 8,000.
Oh, give it all here to me. Pour the gold into my purse here and hide the notes.
Right.
That's enough.
Home, push my chair away.
What are you staring at?
Oh, my.
I repeat, what are you staring at?
What did you say, Sassafras?
Deaf to the world. My dear friend Stolovsky, you've been staring at that river for the last 5 minutes, not hearing a word I said. What are you looking at so intently?
My winnings.
What winnings?
Ah, I watch something that you cannot see, Sassafras. Or feel. But it's there nonetheless. Time, sir. Something that is running out fast for friend Fyodor Dostoevsky. 3 weeks left and not a sausage. I knew he wouldn't do it. Yes, it's been a long wait, but I think I've acquired a valuable little property. You said there was no money in publishing.
I think it was no morals in publishing.
Her eyes are really feline, but how proudly and arrogantly she can use them. Paulina. I should like her to come to me and say, I love you. But if not, if that is inconceivable madness, then what do I wish for? I only know I must be near her, in her aura, in her radiance, always, forever, all my life. I know no more than that, and how can I go away from her? Oh. Good. Now, Miss Nickner, shall we take 5 minutes and have some tea?
Can I ask you something? Was your wife the model for Paulina, or Mademoiselle Blanche?
Oh, no. I met my wife in a prison camp in Siberia. She was the widow of my colleague who died there, far removed from Blanche and Paulina. Shall we try for 100 pages before we finish? Oh, by Jove, I think we're going to do it, you know. I think we're going to do it. Yes, I'm sure. Now, the inheritance has been lost by Grandmama. All is in ruins. Paulina has sought salvation in Alexei's room. Delivered herself to him at last.
Can I ask you a question, Mr. Dostoevsky?
Of course, no. And please do call me Fyodor.
All this that we're doing, it seems so... Well, all the things that happened to these people, is it all made up?
You mean things like being a compulsive gambler and having an absolute infatuation for a younger woman? Yes, indeed. It's all made up. Now, Paulina has come to Alexei's room.
Paulina! What are you doing here? I've been looking everywhere for you.
If I come, I come all the way. Read this letter from de Greux. Now that Grandmama has lost everything, he has gone. And as the general has squandered my money as well as his own, he is forced, with great regret, to abandon us all.
Including with even greater regret yourself, dear mademoiselle. Rien va plus, as they say. So, you were lovers?
Yes. but now I hate him.
What about Mr. Astley? He's rich. Can't he help you?
What? Do you really want me to go from thou to that Englishman?
You've never called me thou before. Polina! Give me only 1 hour. What? Wait here, only 1 hour, and I will be back. Stay here! Stay here! All on black. Rien da blue.
Noir! Monsieur, you have won more than 30,000 florins, the maximum allowed. Therefore, the game is closed until tomorrow morning.
What? Closed?
There is a table in the other room.
Oh, 50,000 florins.
Oh! Noir, 70,000 florins. Oh!
Now go away, sir.
For God's sake, go away.
You are a brave man, very brave, but you must leave as early as possible tomorrow morning without fail, or else you will lose everything.
What if I am murdered now?
See you tomorrow, then.
Till tomorrow.
I wonder what she thinks of me, really. Strange old fool. Farting silently, muttering on and scratching himself. She doesn't seem to notice, and yet she must. And yet she doesn't seem to dislike me. Oh, careful. This could be another fever. Oh, I'm too old now to get another fever. Oh, Sonia, what are you laughing at?
Was I?
You certainly were.
I'm just glad it's going so well.
Yes. She's young, isn't she, Anna?
Some people are old beyond their years, Fyodor. And with some women, you can never tell.
Alina! I want 200,000 florins! Shall I put it in the trunk until tomorrow? Alina! Hmm? Alina! Here's your salvation!
I won't take your money!
What's the matter? Why not, Polina?
I won't take money for nothing.
I offer it to you as a friend. I am offering you life.
You are giving a high price. The Greux's mistress isn't worth 50,000 florins.
Oh, Polina, how can you talk to me like that? I'm not de Greux, am I?
I hate you. Yes. Yes, I don't love you any more than de Greux. Buy me, would you like to? Would you? For 50,000 florins like de Greux?
Oh, Polina.
You do love me, don't you?
Oh, yes.
You are true to me. You
yes.
do love me. Will you love me?
Yes, yes. Polina. Polina.
Fyodor.
Gregory.
The front door was open.
Was it?
There was nobody around, so I let myself in. How's it going?
Oh, Raskolnikov's mucking everything up. He seems to have a mind in a book of his own.
The deadline, I mean.
Oh, great, great. You've no idea. Changed my life, she has.
Who?
Anna, of course.
What about the deadline?
Great. Finish soon. Best idea you ever had.
Oh, I'm glad.
Don't know how I can manage without her now.
Bit soon for that, isn't it?
Oh, it's true. She's so quiet. But in her sympathetic silence, I feel she understands everything.
Sounds to me like you're falling in love, Fyodor.
Oh, yes, I've got the fever. Even though I'm more than 20 years older than her, I've definitely got the fever.
Have you said anything to her?
Oh, no, she's no idea. Many times I've wanted to, but I just can't.
Well, my advice is keep it that way.
You think so?
At least until you've finished.
Mr. Astley, where is Polina? She has left all the money.
She is ill, so she's staying with me.
Ill?
If she hadn't been, she wouldn't have spent the night in your rooms.
So you know, she threw the money in my face.
If she dies, you will answer to me for her death.
What are you trying to say? Why should she die? I would rather die myself.
She will not die, but you must go away. Go to Paris. Tomorrow.
Why?
Every Russian who has money goes to Paris.
I love her, Mr. Astley.
Really? I'm sure you don't. And you will not see her. Besides, if you stay here, you will lose everything.
You think I care about the money?
Go to Paris today. Mademoiselle Blanche is off to Paris too. Go with her. She will soon spend all the money you don't care about. Go.
How many is that?
150.
And we still have 3 days left. Excellent.
Will Alexis go back with the girl Polina?
In his case, to get the girl might not be a triumph, but a disaster. He would murder her within the year. Or she, him.
Anyway, what do you think?
Me?
Yes, you.
I couldn't.
Why not?
Well, because I'm not a writer.
No, you're a person of intelligence with preferences and opinions.
Well, it's up to you, of course, but I'd like him to go back with her.
Even though he's become a compulsive gambler who's about to run off to Paris with Mademoiselle Blanche and squander all his money?
I think Paulina could save him.
But what if he doesn't want to be saved?
I think everybody wants to be saved.
Yes, but not necessarily when you want them to be saved. Life is often too complicated, too perverse to accommodate a happy ending.
But isn't that what fiction's for? To give us what real life doesn't?
Like lollipops, to take away the bitter taste.
No, like hope. It should give us hope.
Even when there is none.
There is always hope.
And you hope our gambler, Alexis Ivanovich, can be saved, even though he does not believe in God, or rather has lost his belief.
Let him just believe in her.
Well, you'll find out tomorrow, when we finish.
I look forward to it.
And soon our association must end. You've enjoyed it, I trust, Anna.
Oh, yes. Immensely. There can be no finer work.
Truly? You're not just saying that?
No, sir.
I've told you, don't call me sir.
No, Mr. Dostoevsky.
Fyodor, call me Fyodor, Anna.
I'm not making it up, Fyodor. I've loved it. I've enjoyed being of use.
But soon it will be over. Or is it? Dare I?
All packed, including hip flask?
Yes, sir, Mr. Slosky. Just refilled it, sir. Here.
Ah. Oh, it's a hard life. Carriage?
Waiting outside, sir.
Right. That's it, then. I'm off. You know what you've got to do?
Yes, sir.
And you know where I'm going?
No idea, sir.
Don't let me down.
Oh, I won't, sir.
Under no circumstances. Understand?
I know which side my bread is buttered, sir. Trust me.
And now a little more than 18 months have passed and I am, in my own estimation, far worse than a beggar. I have simply destroyed myself. The point here is this. One turn of the wheel and everything can be different. What am I now? Zero? What may I be tomorrow? Tomorrow, I may rise from the dead and begin to live again. I may find a man within myself before he vanishes for good. If I dare.
So, you're here, back from Paris.
Months ago.
And did you enjoy yourself with Mademoiselle Blanche? Don't bother to tell me. Everything about your life for the past year and 8 months is known to me.
And how is Paulina?
She is in Switzerland, travelling with my sister's family. And you will be doing me a great favour if you would stop asking about her. But I will tell you this, you ungrateful and unworthy wretch, you miserable little man. I came to Homburg on her instructions, on purpose to see you and have a long heart-to-heart talk, and then tell her everything, what you feel and think and hope and remember.
Not really. Really?
Yes, you unhappy man. Oh. She loved you. Oh. And I can tell you so because you are a lost soul. Even if I tell you that she loves you to this day, you know you will stay here all the same. Now, goodbye. You need money. Here are 10 louis d'or. I won't give you more because you'll only lose it. Take it and goodbye.
No, Mr. Astley, not after everything that has been said now.
Take it. Goodbye.
I have only to stand firm once, and I can change the whole course of my destiny within 1 hour. The chief thing is strength of will. Tomorrow,
it will all come to an end.
And now tomorrow is today, and we have reached the end.
Oh, we've done it, we've done it. Yee-haw! Hey!
Oh, we must have a drink. Champagne! Oh, no. How long will it take you to write that up?
A couple of hours.
And we've proofread every page apart from this?
Yes.
So it's going to be ready.
It's going to be ready for delivery to that beast, Dolofsky, on the day of the deadline.
Yes.
Oh, come here. Oh, sorry.
That's all right, Fyodor. So he didn't get the girl after all?
No, sorry.
I'll see you tomorrow. With the finished manuscript.
Goodbye. Yes, indeed, thank God. I can get on with crime and punishment now, the serious work. But first I must give thanks to God. Oh, Lord, thank you for delivering me from the clutches of that hateful Stolovsky.
So where is she? 2 hours late.
I don't know, but I'm sure she won't be long.
She should have been here by now, don't you reckon?
It's silly working yourself up like
this. Is it?
Well, I'm not sure there's a...
Oh, well, we don't want to be silly, do we? I mean, you do realise what's at stake here. It's her!
Sorry I'm so late, Theodore, sir.
Is anything wrong?
It took me longer than I thought to sort it out. And then there was a hold-up on the old bridge. Yeah. Someone was beating a horse that wouldn't get up.
Yeah.
A great crowd watched. Carts and wagons were jammed solid, nose-to-nose, all the length of the bridge.
But you finished. Tell me that you finished. Please put me out of my misery.
Here it is. All done.
You've done it.
I still can't believe it.
It's true. There it is, all 160 pages.
That's it, then. That's it. We're finished, Anna. We've reached the end.
Oh, yes, Theodore.
Not just the book. Us as well.
Have we?
We must have a celebration.
I'm delivering this to Stolovsky in person. I can't wait to see the look on his face. But when I come back, all of us, everybody, will have a celebration.
Don't you think you're cutting it a bit fine?
1 hour to the deadline. Just right. Dignified stroll. Cheer up.
I didn't notice you laughing earlier.
All I'm doing is wrapping it up, making a parcel.
He's a fox, that Stolovsky.
Rubbish, you old pessimist. There, finished.
Good luck.
Thank you, Anna.
See? Simple faith is all you need.
I'm afraid Mr. Stolovsky's not here.
What do you mean, not here?
He was expecting...
I mean, he's gone away, sir.
What do you mean, gone away?
Left town, sir.
Left town?
Left town.
Where to?
He didn't say, sir.
When?
Yesterday, sir.
Did he give you money not to say? Or don't you know?
Are you offering me money, sir?
No. A novel, The Gambler.
Oh, you can't eat books, sir. Words, maybe, but not books. Anyway, I'm not a gambler, sir. I might have been once, not anymore.
Well, accept this, then, for old time's sake.
Love to, sir. Nothing would make me happier. But I can't. I've been specifically and specially instructed as to not accepting a manuscript or anything at all from you.
Joking!
Only rich men joke, sir. Poor men laugh.
I'll give you money.
Will you keep me in my old age, sir? Without a pension... Mr. S will.
Will you take this? It's finished, done, completed, finito, end! Oh, 20 minutes to go. Great, done the job all right, succeeded against all the odds, but still cocking up. Anna will be disappointed after all her hard work. What am I talking about? I wrote it. That was the hard work. Oh, God, I'm ruined. What am I going to do?
Go away, sir! Or I'll get the police on you.
The police? That's it!
Where's the fire, sir?
Whom am I addressing?
Yakov, sir. Sergeant Yakov. And I'll ask the questions, if you don't mind. Now, your name.
What's the time, Sergeant Yakov?
5:51 p.m, sir. And as
What's
I said...
What's the date?
Monday the 12th of November.
Would you care to write both on here?
What is this, sir?
A novel, Sergeant. A finished novel.
Well, novel or not, I shall still require your name.
Theodore Dostoevsky.
How do you spell that?
F-Y-O...
No, Dostoevsky.
Oh, it'll take too long.
Nevertheless, sir, if you wish to engage with the law, then the law must run its proper course.
What do you make the time, Sergeant?
Just a minute.
Please.
5:53.
Will this take long?
As long as it takes. Now...
Please, Sergeant.
It will take us 5 minutes, sir.
You're
all
sure?
Right. Positive. Now, D-O-S-T-O... Now, sir, what exactly can I do for you?
I wish to deliver this parcel into your hands for safekeeping.
Yeah, what is it? Not a bomb, is it, sir?
No, I told you, a novel.
A what?
Time.
5:55. Whose novel is it?
Mine. Oh, why? What does this matter?
Well, if it was yours, then it would have to go home with you. But if it was someone else's and you found it, then it's lost property.
Well, that's it. I found it. Now I'd like you to look after it.
But how do I know it's a novel? I'll have to look, sir. Incidentally, how did you know it was a novel, sir, if you found it? The Gambler, by Fyodor Dostoevsky. That's you, is it, sir?
Yes.
Then I'm afraid you're going to have to take this away.
Couldn't you just put your stamp on it?
Can't be done, sir.
What would you say if I said my very existence was dependent upon you accepting this? And never mind the red tape. Bread in the mouths of fatherless children is what we're talking here, Sergeant.
Are you a family man, sir?
Very much so, with my dead brother's family to support.
Then here we are, sir, as I promised.
Oh, just in time.
Hey! So, I left it with him. To the gambler and Sergeant Yakov.
The gambler and Sergeant Yakov!
You'll be going then?
Yes, if you have no further use of me.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. And wouldn't you like to know how crime and punishment ends?
Very much.
So would I. Oh, put me out of my misery. Marry me, Anna, will you? There, I've said it.
Yes, Fyodor, I will. Oh, Fyodor, he's fainted.
What did you say?
Perhaps you should take it down in shorthand.
In Russian Roulette by Jerry Hugson, David Troughton played Fyodor Dostoevsky, with Keith Drinkle as Gregory and Amanda Gordon as Anna. Sonia was Alice Arnold, Stelovsky, Stephen Thorne, DuBarry, Chris Scott, and the clerk, Mark Bonner. Robert Harper was Alexis, Elaine Pike, Paulina, Shirley Dixon, Grandmama, Dennis Hawthorne, the General, Chris Pavlo, De Greer, Johan Meredith, Astley, and Colleen Prendergast, Blanche. The director was Janet Whittaker.